This is the Talking Pictures podcast presented by the Film and Photography Society at UCLA. Today we will be talking about the MCU and the current Disney Plus shows.
But first, a quick introduction of our hosts, their areas of interest in the film industry, and the color of shirt that they're wearing today.
Hi, my name is Jet. I am a second year here at UCLA. I am interested in writing specifically for animation in the film and television industry. And I am wearing a gray shirt today.
Hi, my name is Anu. I am a third year at UCLA, and I'm interested in the producing side of the film industry. And I think the color of my shirt is like a tan. So as Jet said, today we'll be talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe and its TV shows both on Disney Plus and Netflix. But first, let's get a quick introduction of the Marvel shows, what they are, how they operate within the MCU. Jet, you want to go ahead and tell us what shows fall under like the Marvel show category?
Yeah, so just talking about the current MCU television shows that have been aired already. So there's WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Loki, Season 1, What If Season 1, Hawkeye. And then for like shows that are coming out in the near future, we have Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, She-Hulk, Echo, Armor Wars, Secret Invasion, Ironheart, and there's many more. There's like a Spider-Man animated show. There's a Agatha Harkness show coming along. So yeah.
Okay. So how would you like explain what the role of like the Marvel shows are in the larger MCU?
I think that they give us a more personal like look into the characters' lives. I think we saw that in WandaVision and Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I typically prefer television over movies just because I feel like we have a better like chance to like spend more time with the characters. In this situation, just because like there are so many MCU films always coming out, I don't always see a difference in the characters, but I have felt like, oh, I definitely like empathize with Wanda a lot more after WandaVision, or I don't really like Captain America or the like surrounding Captain America
characters. Me too!
So I liked Falcon and the Winter Soldier more than I thought I was going to like it. So I think that's like a way that it helps expand the MCU. These shows also set up different projects, like different movies. So like WandaVision, there's like some setup for the new Doctor Strange movie, a possible Young Avengers set up just because of her sons, depending on if she ends up getting them back, and Armor Wars because we see people from S.W.O.R.D. using Vision's technology to like make their own version of Vision, which is something that could tie into Armor Wars in a sort of way. Falcon the Winter Soldier sets up like a possible Thunderbolts team. It also like passes the mantle of Captain America to Sam Wilson, and some stuff with Sharon Carter. She's definitely doing some shady stuff, which could pop up in Armor Wars, we don't really know. And Valentina Allegra de Fontaine, she had her first appearance in Falcon and Winter Soldier. We don't know what she's up to. It could be like a Thunderbolts thing, but we don't know.
What is Thunderbolts for people who don't know what that is?
What I know about Thunderbolts, because I haven't read like any of their stories, it's like a shady like team of anti-heroes and like villains that are like they manipulate the villains so that they have to work. It's like Suicide Squad. It's like Marvel's version of Suicide Squad. Yeah,
okay.
So there's Baron Zemo's a part of it. Thunderbolt Ross, like the Red Hulk version of Thunderbolt Ross, is a part of it. Yelena Belova is a part of it. And then for Loki, sets up Ant-Man, Quantumania, just because like King the Conqueror is introduced at the end of Loki. Sets up season 2 of Loki and expands the multiverse, because like we see at the end of Loki, all the branch timelines coming out. And then What If also sets up more like multiverse stuff. We do know that it's canon to the MCU. We don't know all the ways that it will like play in the future, but we do know that there is going to be an evil version of Doctor Strange in the new Doctor Strange movie, just because like the trailers. And then the Hawkeye show just establishes some new characters. So there's Kate Bishop, Echo, and Kingpin, which has appeared in like Daredevil, but he's coming in now, who might not be dead. There's a possibility that he's not, he didn't die, but yeah.
So it just generally looks like the shows are you're to quickly introduce the next generation of heroes and villains without having to like go through the whole process of creating an entire movie like the initial Marvel movies did. Maybe wrapping up some minor plot holes like with Loki disappearing with the Tesseract in Endgame. And also, one of the main things that I'm hearing is establishing and expanding the multiverse, which seems like a major theme in this next generation of movies.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
So they're definitely not unnecessary, even though that's initially how I felt about the shows. But they're definitely setting up a lot of things that will hopefully pay off. And I think there's a spectrum of people who enjoy and maybe don't enjoy the MCU based on everything you were saying, the complication and like multiple universes and all these characters and new people coming in all the time. I feel like the three parts of the spectrum, you have on one end, people who are like deeply invested in the MCU. You have people, those people are like fans of the story and the characters and are just generally go all out for the movies. And then in the middle, you have people who definitely appreciate and like recognize the MCU for what it's done for, you know, the movie industry. And maybe they enjoy the characters and the stories, but I think they also recognize that maybe the movies and TV shows aren't like cinema with like italicized and bold and whatever.
Yeah.
And then I think on the far end of the spectrum is people who just like plain just don't like the MCU, which is totally positioned to have. And so with that said, today we're going to be talking about the Marvel shows, both on Disney Plus and the earlier ones on Netflix. There are a ton of shows, like Jet mentioned earlier, so we won't be talking about all of them, just the ones that kind of really stood out to us, those being like our favorites or the ones we didn't like at all. And this episode was mostly inspired by the end of Hawkeye, which happened just a few weeks ago in the end of December. And I know I had a lot of thoughts on Hawkeye, and we'll definitely get into that. So I think we're ready to begin our dissection. Jet, you want to start us off?
Yeah. So where I fall on the spectrum, I'm like, sorry to admit it, but I am like a diehard Marvel MCU fan. But the shows have been hit and miss for me. There's no show that I felt was terrible, but a lot of them have left me feeling like I wanted more. So like the shows that I enjoyed the most are definitely WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier in that order. And I think it would be like Loki, Hawkeye, and then What If at the last. What If could have been a lot better. And I think the reasons why I loved WandaVision so much is just because I felt the week to week was so much fun. Just like everybody theorizing like what was going to happen at the end.
Mm.
I do wish we got a little bit more out of the final episode.
Yeah.
But I felt like it ended the way that it needed to end. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't too upset about it. I know there's a lot of like people theorizing who was the big villain of WandaVision. They thought it was like Mephisto or like some other characters, but I think they tried to like taper down everybody's expectations at the like last couple episodes of the season, because they had that like one song, Agatha All Along, which yeah. I kind of felt like proved that it wasn't like Mephisto or some other character that everybody was like theorizing about.
The song was great, by the way.
I know, that is such a great song. And then Falcon and the Winter Soldier, like I said before, I don't like Captain America.
Yeah,
he just never really did it for me.
So like I feel like there's a sniper red dot on me for saying that, but I just don't like him.
Yeah, like I understand that Captain America means different things for different people, and people like really have like sentimental value to the character, but like I don't have that. He always kind of bothered me, especially after Age of Ultron? No, I'm sorry. I'm mixing up my movies. I didn't like him after Captain America Civil War. That's when I like really started not liking him. But anyways, all the Captain America characters like that surrounded him, so like Sam Wilson, Bucky, they all kind of like bored me. So I really wasn't expecting to like Falcon and Winter Soldier, but I really liked it, especially like the final episode. There were a couple episodes that I didn't like just because like, I don't know, something about them bothered me. I think it's like the cinematography.
Yeah.
I just couldn't stand the cinematography in like a couple of the episodes. But yeah, I loved that they brought Isaiah Bradley in. Thought that was great. And yeah.
I totally agree with you on like the Captain America hater. I am a Captain America hater through and through. I definitely agree with WandaVision. I thought it was probably one of the better Marvel shows that I have seen. But, like, the finale and, like, the last few episodes just took away the magic for me. Like, those first few episodes, they wowed me with, like, their visuals and the storytelling. I thought it was really interesting. And then it just, like, I don't know. It was just going to be lackluster and didn't have the same magic for me as the first few episodes did.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely agree with you. I think the only place we really disagree is, like, our ranking of favorite shows. You said you didn't like Loki. I loved Loki. It was, like, top of the line for me. It was so good. I watched it all in one night. I was like, now this is art. I was so blown away by it. I'll get into like why I loved it. But for my side, my perspective on the MCU shows, I think on the spectrum, I fall between don't enjoy Marvel at all and I don't consider it to be like cinema. I feel like it's a little too formulaic for me in terms of like the writing and the characters. I'm a very visual person, and for me, I feel like the MCU just lacks in visuals. They're not really doing anything interesting. It's definitely competent filmmaking. They know how to shoot a movie, but I don't think anything interesting is happening in terms of like lighting, cinematography, costume design. CGI and VFX are obviously great. They have like $1 billion to spend on that, but like just the smaller things, I feel like it's just lacking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those exact gripes of like my issues with the MCU directly influence like which shows I liked. And for me, Daredevil and Loki are just chef's kiss, top of the line for me. I like the first few episodes of WandaVision, but the shows that I like strongly disliked were like Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Hawkeye, because they just perfectly encapsulated everything I dislike with the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, my main things that I'm looking for in any kind of movie or TV show are like visuals and storytelling. And I think my favorite shows really stood out in that regard. They like took risks with tone and like the visuals and the art and the storytelling. For me, Daredevil is like just perfectly encapsulates how I feel about the storytelling. Daredevil really explored like the moral grayness of Matt Murdock, who's the main character of Daredevil. He is the titular Daredevil. And Loki like doubled down on the 1950s vibe and aesthetic, which was stunning. And WandaVision really played with TV tropes and set design, costuming, stuff like that. And WandaVision also really explored who Wanda is as a character. What you were saying earlier about, you know, getting to, I guess, understand Wanda a bit more was really, I don't know, instrumental for me. I really didn't understand who she was. I didn't like her at all before this show. And I thought it was really great. To go into it a little bit more, because I really was like watching these shows or in like trying to dissect why I liked what I liked and didn't like what I didn't like. And I feel like Marvel's best work has always been about debating the morality of its heroes. We saw that in like Iron Man 1. And for me, Daredevil really tried to explore, you know, how Matt Murdock and all the other characters of Daredevil are very morally gray. I feel like each character was so thoughtfully explored in Daredevil, and the show really didn't shy away from the complicated reality of people. Whereas shows like Falcon and the Winter Soldier really wanted to like strictly categorize people as good and bad. And I feel like Carly is a really great example of this. Carly, who is the main villain of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, if you haven't seen it. She is a really big advocate in like her community. She does a lot of work supporting the people who have returned from the snap, and she helps refugees and stuff. But as soon as she like bombs a building, every character is like, Carly, you are evil. You deserve to go to hell. You're horrible. And the show turns against her, and they really write her into this evil villain, which she's not. But then we have, like, in Daredevil, the main villain is Wilson Fisk, and we definitely know that he is bad. He's killed people. There's one scene where he, like, slams some guy's head in a car door multiple times and then beheads the guy, which is burned into my brain. His business is in, like, drugs and sex trafficking and murder, and he's violent. But we also see a different side of him when he interacts with his love interest and his best friend, and we have flashbacks to his abusive father and his mom who tried to protect him, and we can see he can be generous and shy and kind. And the show does not, like, damn him for being a villain. Like, we see villains' humanity, Wilson's humanity, as well as his violence, and he's never a bad guy. He's just so complicated, and I really enjoyed that. Even with Matt Murdock, who is the main character, like, he's full of contradictions. Like, He is a lawyer, but also a vigilante. He's a Catholic and extremely violent. He literally dresses up as the devil. So the show is very good at exploring those themes, and they have entire episodes dedicated to examining, is Matt a good guy? Is he a hero? Like, should he be doing all these things? And the main story of Daredevil is not necessarily about Matt going and beating up people. It's a show about gentrification and morality and what does it mean to be a hero. And I think it does a great job at doing that. There are no VFX and like CGI and big baddie villains that kind of detract from the main argument of the show. Even WandaVision does this to an extent, where characters are trying to figure out if Wanda is still a good person, even though she has like mind controlled an entire town and resurrected her dead robot boyfriend to live her American suburban dreams. The show is still trying to explore Wanda as a complicated person, and I really enjoyed that. I just think the final letdown for WandaVision was the ending, which was a giant CGI fest, final battle between Wanda and, spoiler alert, Agatha. And it just takes away from the emotional side of the show, and I found that really frustrating. And coming to like my second part, visuals, like no one can beat Loki in terms of visuals. I'm so sorry, but Loki just blew me away with like costuming and set designs and graphics. Like, it was just stunning work, and it really stands out amongst the MCU, which is just practically grayscale, and it is very upsetting to me. Falcon and Winter Soldier was practically grayscale, Hawkeye was practically grayscale, and seeing the way that these shows played with color and visuals was just so exciting. Did I understand the plot of Loki? No. But that's okay, because it was a beautiful show.
Yeah, I agree with everything that you're saying. And something that stuck out was how you're talking about like how Daredevil really explores like what it means to be like good or bad. And that's something that my friend and I, my friend is also like you, they don't really like MCU things. And that's something that they like brought to light to me. It's a very surface level definition of what justice is from like a Westerner's point of view. Like, I liked the character of Carly in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, because like, yeah, she was doing like bad things, but was all with good intent. And I felt like at the end, Sam was really trying to like help her. But like, I do see how it just perpetuates the idea of like, oh, there's only one idea of what bad looks like. There's only one idea of what good looks like. And I even saw that with like toxic film. People are like, oh, I can't stand Carly. Carly's like one of the most annoying characters in the MCU. Like, it was just a useless character. I'm like, no, she actually had a lot more depth than Captain America.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. But yeah, I definitely agree with you like that. And to clarify, I did not hate Loki. Everything that you're saying about like the visuals is why it like really stuck out to me. I think it's like the third episode. They had like a one-shot scene at the end of the episode. I love one-shot. If you have like a one-shot in something, like, I instantly love it. Like, the visual style and like visual language that they're trying to show through like everything in Loki, I thought was beautiful. The thing that bothered me is there's a just like one or two episodes that fell flat to me. Like, it never caught its stride. Like, it would have like great episodes, like I think the end of episode 2 when she like sends all those time bombs everywhere and like it leaves you so excited, but then they never come back to that at the end. Or I think the 4th or 5th episode where they find out that the what's it called? The space lizards.
Oh, the judges.
Yeah. Like, when we find out that they're just robots, and then it like after that, it slows down a little bit, which I think that's why Loki like ranked lower for me.
Yeah. Some of the plot points kind of threw me off, like Loki falling in love with himself. Yeah. That was weird. It was like, is this incest or is this something worse? Because I just was so weirded out by this. I could not process it. So I think I probably blocked out that part of the story.
Mm-hmm. It's like oncest, if you know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Very uncomfortable watching them kiss.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you. Some episodes weren't as great as others. There are a few, you know, plot inconsistencies. Maybe things that were just thrown in for like a cliffhanger. But I think overall, Loki was probably one of the stronger series in like the Marvel Cinematic lineup. But totally agree with you on some of those things.
One of the things, again, like exploring justice or whatever, I feel like it's a lot easier to understand where people come from if you take the time to understand what they've been through. An example from like a recent Marvel project is Eternals. I don't know if you've seen that.
I've not, but I've heard a lot of bad things.
Yeah, I don't know where I stand on the movie, but there's one character, Sprite. She does something at the end, like turns against a lot of the characters, and a lot of people hate that character for that. But the movie does a good job establishing that she's lonely and she feels betrayed and abandoned by the rest of the group. And that's something that I felt like a lot of people didn't pick up on the character, is that like she's a character that doesn't age. So she's stuck in like the body of a 12-year-old, but she's been around for thousands of years. And because of she doesn't age, she like her and the group have to continuously move. And the last person from the group that stayed with her just left her because he was tired of moving place to place with her. And so like, obviously, you're going to harbor some resentment towards the people who are supposed to be your family for like leaving you just based off something that you can't change about yourself. Yeah. So like, I know a lot of people hate that character for that, but I actually think it's a really good character and I like what they did with that character. And I feel like a lot of people don't understand that, but the movie does understand that.
Yeah, I think if future shows, future movies could introduce some kind of complexity. I think that's one of the reasons why we don't like Captain America. He has very little complexity. Like, he's introduced as a good guy. He doesn't really have any struggles with being a good versus bad guy. Like, he's just good guy through and through, all-American hero. And it's like, this is flat for me.
Captain America has definitely done some pretty crappy things, but they just gloss over it, which I don't like. Like, yeah, I don't need to...
That's another episode.
Yeah, like I've written a whole essay about why I don't like Captain America, but...
Oh my god, send that to me, please.
It was my AP lit essay, so I don't even have it. Yeah.
I'll make you rewrite it so we can do a whole new episode on it, but that sounds great. Okay, I think we've kind of come to a consensus. I feel like we have very similar opinions on the show, even though we have very different opinions on what we liked and what we didn't like. So for me, I think I might give maybe Falcon and the Winter Soldier another shot, kind of, because I was really struggling to empathize with any character, to be honest. So I think I might give that one a rewatch, maybe watch it a little bit closer, especially since it's not coming out every week. I can watch it all in one go and probably understand it more. But I think you might have changed my opinion on a couple of things, Jed. Definitely not a Marvel lover, though. I'm still like a Marvel skeptic. That's fine. But
each their own.
Yeah. Would you watch the future shows? Will you watch the future shows?
Yeah, I'll definitely watch the future shows. They do need to pick it up. They do need to like just like be a little bit better, just so like we don't run into like superhero fatigue, like superhero movie fatigue.
Yeah.
Cause like I definitely felt that with Hawkeye. I'm like,
yeah.
What are we doing here?
Felt unnecessary, to be honest.
Really, it did. But yeah, I have hope, but just please, please do something better. I'm really scared for Miss Marvel.
Yeah. I am also very afraid for Miss Marvel. As a brown person, I am both anxious and also not looking forward to Miss Marvel. I'm a little bit worried what they're gonna do, but I think I will continue watching the MCU shows. I feel like I've sunk a lot of time and energy into watching all of them, so might as well just keep going. People might think, oh, that's a sunken cost fallacy. I don't care. I will still watch them. I've spent too much time and effort. So I think that about wraps up everything we want to talk about for this episode. We hope you enjoyed. Maybe you learned something. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you agree with us. Let us know. But thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you in our next episode. Bye.
Today's episode was hosted by me, Jet Nelson, and Anuradha Srikanth. Produced by Phoebe Wang, Dylan Mahoney, Meghna Gordy. Edited by Phoebe Wang and executive produced by Anuradha Srikanth. Thank you for listening.